If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
The city is yours to navigate. Do it luxuriously in a Jaguar from Howard Orloff Jaguar. For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Jaguar has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Jaguar models. Come in now during our 2015 model year and sales event and take advantage of outstanding pricing, finance, and lease programs on our entire inventory. When it comes to Jaguar in Chicagoland, no one compares to Howard Orloff Jaguar, just off the Kennedy at Armitage or at howardorloffjaguar.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Keep your summer going strong with great savings right now at Lowe's. Like $30 off select Project Source vanities, now only $39. Plus, save up to $20 off select paint and primer, stain and sealant, and resurfacers. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Vanity offer valid 7/22 through 8/4. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer valid 7/22 through 8/17. Valid on 114 through 640 fluid ounce containers only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take...
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Trial.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp with a new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. You don't want to miss a minute of our coverage on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears training camp is officially open in Bourbonnais, and fans are wondering if the team will have a more physical training camp than they've had in the past.
Once you put them on, I've always been a firm believer this league is about blocking and tackling. You're not going to be very good on offense if you can't block. You're not going to be very good on defense if you can't tackle, and that's all padded type of skill set. So, like everything, I mean, you know, how we develop our skills is going to determine how we play on Sunday.
That's head coach John Fox. Bears also said today that number one draft pick Kevin White will open the season on the PUP list due to a shin injury he suffered during OTAs. David Fales is sick. He's also on the PUP list. Both Lamar Houston and Willie Young have been cleared to practice after season-ending injuries last year. Meanwhile, Patriots owner Robert Kraft didn't hold back in expressing his opinion about the way the NFL has handled Tom Brady's Deflategate appeal.
I was wrong to put my faith in the league. Given the facts, evidence, and laws of science that underscore this entire situation, it is completely incomprehensible to me that the league continues to take steps to disparage one of its all-time great players.
The NFL Players Association has filed a federal lawsuit against the NFL, challenging Brady's four-game suspension. The NFL has asked the police in Maine to keep an eye on Roger Goodell's home. To baseball, Cubs beat the Rockies 3-2 this afternoon to take the series from Colorado. John Lester with a dominant performance. He lasted 8 innings, allowed just 5 hits, and struck out 14. That's the most strikeouts by a Cub since Mark Pryor in 2004. Hector Rondon got the win. Cubs will open a 4-game series in Milwaukee tomorrow. White Sox are in Boston tonight trying to win their 7th straight. The team announced today they placed Emilio Bonifacio on the DL with an oblique strain and recalled Leury García to take his place on the roster. Sox try to take the series from Boston tonight. Jose Quintana and Rick Porcello face off at 6:10. Sox can pick up a game on Minnesota in the wild card race with a win tonight. In college football, Notre Dame will have its first practice August 7th at Culver Academies in Culver, Indiana. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's July sales event going on now. And tune into The Score, and you could win the Shelby's and Stella's Place golden ticket, $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dreams. Visit 670thescore.com/golden ticket to find out how you can win. Presented by Shelby and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker, and Ernie Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, their summer clearance event is your golden ticket. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the White Sox take on the Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, call 888-GO-PURPLE.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I can tell you right now, we're going to start two guys on PUP. Kevin White and David Fales will start on PUP.
Kevin White's hurt.
Yeah,
come on.
When did this come?
And then now we're buying. Oh, it's fine. We got a lot of time left. What are you doing? Is your
seventh pick of the draft is already gone?
Oh God.
Oh God, no.
No, that's your headline. Kevin White hurt.
Yes.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Frank Gertz is 28. That doesn't look right.
I think he's lying.
I think he is too. You cannot look that bad at 28 unless you've been in a farming accident.
Or an accident with Fargo.
Both could leave you paralyzed.
Or it could be an accident in a farm, which means maybe Carlton Fisk was driving.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Talking to you at 312-644-6767. I love the impassioned Bob Kraft. Here's Bob Kraft.
Yeah, he's going after it hard. That's like... He's the new Al Davis, isn't he?
Yeah,
when you plant that flag, you're Al Davis. I'm the guy taking on the league.
He's also the guy that was the lead voice to get Roger Goodell hired.
Correct.
I think he feels a little betrayed by all of it.
That's what it looks like to me, that there was some sort of expectation of quid pro quo. If we go along, if we do what's expected, we don't rock the boat, things will get taken care of. And next thing you know, they're just not taken
they're
care
not
of.
They're not taken care of. I mean, Goodell yesterday with his explanation, dude, why did it take you so long if it's not simple? You put two paragraphs together, maybe just a paragraph, well, an explanation, why did it take you so long?
Because he has to focus group everything with all the other owners.
Boy.
He can't just make a decision.
I'm telling him in the ass with a shovel.
Read Hub's piece.
Hub.
It's great. Hub knocked it out of the park today at chicagofootball.com.
All right. I will check it out. I got nothing to do.
Which is one of our sponsors here of these training camp
broadcasts. I love it. Will we see Hub before we leave?
Oh, we better.
We better. Maddie, can you find Hub?
Alex is in Freeport. He's on The Score. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I just wanted to piggyback on a guy I called earlier about having high expectations for the Bears. I think anybody that has high expectations for this season is an idiot, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it's a new coaching staff, and it's always tough to install a new scheme and have success right away. But beyond that, this raw transition period, this is not Ryan Pace's roster yet. I think it's going to take maybe 2 years to get to a point where we can have high expectations again. Thanks for taking my call.
That's if everything goes right, that 2 years, by the way. I mean, you. Thanks for making the call.
I agree.
You've got a long way to go just because you've got to draft well, and you can't draft poorly at any time in the next 3 years if you want to start to get this thing better.
I just saw a tweet here from Jay Zawoski, our guy.
Yeah.
And tell me what you think this means.
I hate to hazard a guess, but okay.
This is open to some interpretation.
All right.
Jay Zawoski just tweeted the following. If you're looking for a fun time, hit the mall in Bourbonnais. You can buy a sword, a Confederate flag, and be told you're fat by a sales clerk.
I'm in.
It sounds like a Terry Boers party.
I'm in. I've been in that mall.
Oh, I've been in that mall, too. Yeah. I've purchased things in that mall, in fact. But is Jay okay?
No.
And is he buying a sword and a Confederate flag? Is that his new thing? We see him tomorrow marching across the practice field?
He's using it to lop off the fat.
And what sales clerk? Is that somebody leaning out of a sunglass hut to heckle him?
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell him he's fat.
Well, he's not. He's just big boned. He's just kind of, he's thickly built.
Yes.
He's from sturdy peasant stock.
He's a little fat.
Sturdy peasant stock? Where do you think he would be?
Well,
was he?
Yes.
What's he got in his background?
Well, he plowing. I think it's somewhere he had to work the fields. He had to throw bales of hay. He had to put the yoke on the oxen.
Oh boy. Okay. I'm just letting you say it. I'm not adding it this whatsoever.
And it should be on the oxen because otherwise the yoke's on you.
Jimmy the Greek Bernstein.
Well, he's not even. I don't think he's even. He's not Polish. He's adopted, right?
I can't speak to his.
I can't speak to his background.
Yeah,
I think I just spilled the. I don't even think Jay knows. I think I gave away privileged information there. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Was bought an affair in Kohler, Wisconsin.
What are you talking about?
The carnival in Duluth.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You get the pocket
knife. That's
my
guy.
He hands you Jay Zawoski. Yeah, I like the idea of him swathed in a Confederate flag, waving a sword and ranting on a street corner.
Well, maybe you'll see it.
I think we might. That would be like the time that Maddie and I saw those drunk guys. Still the greatest Bourbonnais memory of all time. I guarantee you both of those guys are dead. Because that had to be, what, 7 years ago?
Oh, they're easily dead.
8 years ago. Those guys for sure are dead.
I don't even know them, but I believe them to be dead.
I just hope they didn't kill anybody else, because that was a bad look when the car is upside down and they're standing outside bleeding.
Maddie had a car upside down today. Thank God it wasn't his.
Yeah, narrowly avoided.
Yeah, Dale Jr.'s
mayhem.
Got it going on. Stay high, stay dry.
What? Have you ever had to avoid a collision on a highway like that?
Yes, because I had a guy roll over in front of me on the way back from Bourbonnais. I mean, from Platteville. Rolled over right in front of me.
From Platteville?
Yeah.
But a lot of those aren't, you're not talking back on 90 or, because some of the, once you.
No, not on
that drive.
Just
had,
as you kind of get out of the country roads and you're on a major freeway.
Right.
Expressway. I can't remember which one. 90, right?
I think it is.
All I know is that all of a sudden he started to weave, he changed lanes and the thing started to tip. And like Maddie, I kind of felt bad that I did.